As we mentioned, Erica Peterson, WFPL's environment reporter, is in the coal fields of eastern Kentucky. She's been taking part in an EPA-sponsored tour of communities affected by the coal industry. And we spoke with Erica about her tour about an hour ago. So, Erica, where are you right now?
Well, right now I'm in Lynch, Kentucky, in Harlan County. I'm standing outside the Portal 31 mine, which is an old underground coal mine that they have made into a mine tour to attract tourists to the area.
So tell us about this tour. What is the EPA hoping to accomplish with this?
The EPA is billing this as kind of a listening environmental justice tour. The Region 4 Administrator, Gwen Keith Fleming, was here, and she's only been the administrator for about a year, and she's been to eastern Kentucky already two or three times. So she's telling the residents here that she is making their concerns a priority. And they went to four different places in four different counties just to kind of hear what residents are saying.
And what are they saying?
Well, they're saying a lot of things. They're saying, for one, even though the politicians around here are, you know, suing the EPA and asking for less involvement from the EPA, the residents that showed up to these meetings were asking for more involvement. They want the EPA to do water testing and soil testing and air testing and all these other things to reassure them that their water and air is safe to drink and breathe. This stop in Lynch was the first time, the first three stops, there was nobody there who openly spoke up and in support of mountaintop removal. This time in Lynch, there was one person who did show up, as well as the city's police chief showed up to make sure there was order. And this person didn't speak at the meeting, but basically everyone at the meeting did qualify their statements. And they wanted to make it really clear that they aren't attacking coal. Most of them are former coal miners. They want to see underground mining done responsibly in their community. But in this particular community, they're worried about permits that would mine Black Mountain, which is the highest point in Kentucky, and this town is right at the base of Black Mountain.
Have you run into anybody from the coal industry at these meetings?
No, nobody is from the coal industry. There have been two people from the state, from the Division of Water, who followed around the entire tour, along with me and the EPA, and the tour was organized by members of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, so there have been a lot of KFCC members going along as well, but nobody from the coal industry and no politicians either.
Yeah, I would imagine there'd be somewhat of a hesitancy by some to speak out too harshly against the coal industry because it's been, you know, such the lifeblood of the economy out there.
Yeah, and that's one reason why a lot of people are saying, you know, they recognize that a lot of them are getting, you know, UMW pensions. The coal industry has put food on their table. A lot of them, if they weren't in the mines, they're the children of coal miners. But they feel really strongly that, you know, that mining is fine for their community, but they just don't want to see the environmental impacts they say will come if they do strip mine from these mountains.
So where are you headed today?
Well, today I'm going to go on the underground mine tour in a little bit. See what that's all about. Poke around these towns a little bit more. They've got a coal mining museum as well. And then I am going to head a little bit north to talk to some people whose communities are pretty much destroyed from flooding.
And you're involved in this tour, but you're also gathering some tape and some information for some stories you're going to be doing for us.
Yes, of course.
Very good. What is the EPA going to do with this information that they gather? Will it be put into a report, or what's going to happen with that?
I don't know if they're going to issue a formal report. At the last stop, some people asked them some very pointed questions. They wanted to know, can they meet with the EPA again? And Administrator Gwen Q. Fleming said yes. That was the only question she actually gave a concrete response to. They also want to see more, you know, testing, as I mentioned, and she said they'll definitely look into that. She had her head of water here with her, So I don't know what exactly is going to come of it. Whether this is just kind of, you know, paying lip service to people's concerns, but they do seem to be taking them seriously, and, you know, see what they can do about it.
All right, WFPL's Erica Peterson in Eastern Kentucky. Erica, thanks for joining us, and safe travels.
Thank you, Rick.